name is Susie Chupa Chupa. I'm in for Betsy and Skip. Betsy and Skip are actually in Milan. I would like to be traveling as well, but they get to go away a lot, and I'm going to take over for them. You may remember me from such famous sitcoms as The Clancy Bunch and Bad Times and Family Ties Their Shoes Together, and also The Hogan Family. I've won no Emmys, but I won one People's Choice ticket to the ceremony. So you can look me up on IMDb. But enough about me. I love talking about movies, okay? And we have our own The Tomorrow Show's Movie Cranks Corner. So I want to just really quick welcome our cranks, and then we'll introduce the movie, okay, everybody? All right, first up, we have from the New York Post, Eleanor Chase. Welcome, Eleanor.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to be back here in this beautiful, air-conditioned office.
Oh, thanks, Eleanor, for really dragging it out. Okay, up next, we have Bud. Just Bud. Just like, it's just like the Cosby Show. Bud.
All right. Yeah, it's Bud here. Yeah.
Bud, so you're from Field and Stream.
I'm from Field and Stream, exactly. I do love the outdoors, and I love this country.
Okay,
I appreciate you having me on this show.
Oh, hashtag lol. And then the last person we have, a dear, dear friend to me. She's actually one of my ex-co-stars on Family Ties Their Shoes Together, Justine Bateman.
Oh, it is just the best to be here with you again. It has been so long since last week when we got tea together.
Yeah, I love it when we get tea together. That's what you do when you're an actor.
Yes.
You don't have much to do.
It's so true. You're just hoping and praying that someone finds you.
I know. And then everything goes to cable, and then it goes to Netflix.
Yeah. And then you find yourself in an alleyway performing to alley cats.
Yeah. But enough about you, Justine. Let's bring out the movie of the week for us to review, okay? The movie is one of the latest rom-coms. For all of you listeners out there that don't know what a rom-com is, it's a romantic comedy. So that's a lot of different syllables for you to digest. And this week, the romantic comedy is Tulips on My Grundle. Okay? And it's starring Hollywood actor Jax Bud. Bud? See, Bud? There's someone that you might like in there. In a platonic way. And then we also have Susan Storm. She was actually, a fun fact about her, she was the understudy for the stunt double on Speed.
That makes so much sense.
So, guys and gals, Tulips on My Grundle. Do we think that the name really went with the plot line? Bud, what do you think?
Well, I was expecting a more of a outdoorsy kind of flick.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time spent in the bedrooms.
Right.
More specifically, spent in the bathroom.
Mm.
But the plot was, I would say, a little contrived at times.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was refreshing to see that the actresses and actors in new positions.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Right.
Physical new positions.
So what they call biblical stances.
Yes, yes, yeah. You had the missionary, the prayer, and
the Apostles' Creed.
The Apostles' Creed.
Which is very popular.
That's when you stick your fingers, all of them.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you, Eleanor, for really, really bringing that point home.
Which reminds me of the also the puppet.
I always try to be descriptive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, but what do we think about the really gorgeous bee story? About the baby that got out and was running around a construction site while robbers were chasing it.
I just don't feel...
It seems familiar to me. I feel like it's...
Like you may have heard it in the news.
Yeah.
Well, or that too. You know, you look out the window and all of a sudden there's a child.
Well, Eleanor, as a hard-hitting political journalist, that also is on Movie Cranks on the Tomorrow Show. You're listening to the Tomorrow Show.
I wear
show.
Many hats.
You do. You are. You're the Mad Hatter of Movie Cranks.
It's so funny. Never call me that again.
Oh, okay.
But as you were, it just, what failed me is there just wasn't enough realism. You know, when I see a child and it's running a construction site, what's the first thing in your mind? Like, oh, they're going to die. So when, you know, when that cloud just saved the baby, that was so weird.
And you know what? It was, because the baby seemed like it wasn't as real as I would have liked it to be.
Absolutely.
I really didn't feel the baby's cloud.
And you could tell that the baby wanted to die. So it almost felt unfair that it was eventually saved and lived on to become a public advocate lawyer.
I like that point. Now, I want to ask Justine, you know, when they had the whole first date chat about anal, did it make you feel uncomfortable watching with your three-year-old child in the theater?
Well, you know, the thing is, I brought my child.
Yeah, Chucky. He's so Chucky. Cute. Looks just like his dad.
Yes.
That guy from Chinatown, he was great.
And I brought him because I just felt like he would become stronger because of it. And I want him to embrace whatever sex he wants, whatever gender.
I'm sorry, folks. They're moving some of the studios upstairs, so there might be some ambient noise. Just make believe it's Enya. Sorry, Justine. Back to your poor parenting.
Anyway, I just covered his eyes, you know, and I gave him a coloring book, and then I gave him my phone and the iPad. Because I just want him to learn how to be ambidextrous with technology.
That's really a lot for a child to handle. You know, in the dark.
Well, not for Chucky.
No.
He's
special.
He's so gifted. You know, after we saw that movie, he went in his room, and he has a special tree house in his room.
Oh, really?
And he went up to the tree house, and he cried for 2 hours.
Oh.
And then he wrote in his journal.
Okay.
And then he drew angry pictures. But what I like about that is he was honest and true about his feelings. And I felt
expressing himself.
Exactly. Yes. And I feel
anal sex can be hard to watch at any age.
It's so
I had a similar experience after I watched it. I climbed in my deer blind. I cried a little bit. And then I drew some angry pictures, which turned out to be a Star Wars coloring book.
Oh, okay.
But at the same time, I cried.
Similar to that, I don't have a treehouse,
okay,
but metaphorically, I went into a forest and stuck a tree, the majority of it, up my butt.
Oh!
I too did that.
I mean, we're not talking about Arbor Day here.
But that was before the movie, so I'm not sure.
Oh, jeez. Well, what's funny is, I missed that whole scene because I got a call from my husband, and he got me out of the theater, and he yelled at me for not making dinner for about an hour. And then my agent sent me, he called me, and he dumped me. So I missed that part.
Your husband dumped you?
No, my agent.
No,
my husband just has me.
Your agent for like 20 years?
Yeah, it's Sydney. He's actually dumped me to Rip. Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh.
Lucky girl.
Oh. Wow.
Bitch.
So, guys, film cranks. Tulips on my Grundle. What did you think about the musical numbers?
I felt like they had no place to be in a romantic comedy. When I see romantic comedy, I want to see superheroes.
Right.
I want to see a little bit of drama.
Right.
Maybe telenovela-esque.
Yes.
Okay? But I don't want musical numbers. I mean, the soundtrack should just be almost not there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a silent film in the background. And if they're at a club, I want to hear their feet pitter-pattering. I don't need the music.
Okay.
See, and I disagree. I think Susan Storm and Jack's Bud have... magical voices. Mm-hmm. They can hit the C's and the E's.
Exactly. And he can actually hit her G's.
Oh, that's funny. That's an anal sex joke.
Grundle. And,
Grundle.
Watch out.
I don't like the way they straight up ripped off Hamilton on some of the songs with the, what was the anal battle at the end there?
Oh, yeah. Yes. There was some rapping.
Back and forth. I was like,
prolapse
that's ridiculous.
Prolapse to prolapse.
Yeah. I was like, this is, no. This is where I draw the line.
I know. And you know what? Funny fact. Actually, you know, in my notes, they had a hernia number that they actually had to scrap.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it was going to be NC-17.
Maybe we'll see that in the director's cut.
Yeah, probably the director's cut.
Yeah.
So, Susan Storm as a leading woman, do we feel fuckable?
Personally, I have a vendetta against her.
Oh,
because
no. Tell me, Justine. Tell Susie.
Chubba. I auditioned for Starlight in the Sky 3 years ago. That bitch came waltzing in. Their brand new boob job. I have a boob job, but mine was like 3 months older, and they can tell.
And if anyone's missed that movie, it was actually turned into a play where everybody was on inline skates.
Yes. Could have been me. So anyway, I think she sucks.
Well, she's getting a little old, you know. She's turning 19, I think, next month, and you can actually start to see the wrinkles forming.
Yes.
You know, with those, she's gotten frown lines.
Oh,
and you can notice, yeah, well, it's all the singing. She's always opening her mouth, which was distracting. I thought, you know, maybe someone 13, 14, you know, right at that prepubescent.
Exactly. When something's kind of flying at your face and you're opening your mouth, you want to know.
Yeah.
Teen. But how did you feel about Susan
Storm? I agree. She was much more attractive to me personally when she was 12, 13 years old. But right now, I mean, I want to touch her with a 10-foot pole.
No, exactly. She's just aging out of the system.
She's going to age way I mean,
aging out.
Just put her out the pasture. That's my final.
Exactly.
And let her storm away. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
We all have our time.
Exactly. And just to speak to that point, that's why I thought it was odd that they got Jax, because Jax is like 65.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so was it to make her look younger, do you think?
I absolutely think that it was, because she, as you said earlier, she already has those wrinkles. Ugh. You know? And so if you compare her with the extra wrinkly man... But it didn't do any good.
Yes.
She still looks old. They should have gotten a 72-year-old, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe that was it. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jax needed to be older.
Yeah.
So I think we've kind of cracked the code here. If you're going to be a starlet, be a teenager. And if you're going to be Jax, be old and with a teenager. And so we just have to kind of round up. I want to get each of your... What do we do? We do stars here
at Movie Cranks.
Mm. How many stars out of 87? Do Steve?
Well, I do a very thorough analytics process, and
we only have 1 minute, Justine.
Okay, 5.
All right, 5 out of 87 and a half.
I'm gonna say 56.
56 from Bud. Okay.
Yes. Two lips on that grundle.
Two lips on that grundle? Okay, it sounds pretty good. How about you, E-Money?
I'm gonna go with the strong 23. Too much grundle, not enough two lips.
Oh. That's exactly what Gene Shalit said when he reviewed it, and Richard Simmons as well.
Great minds think alike.
Yes, I concur with all of your numbers. I think that's very nice. I want to welcome you to the Tomorrow Show yet again. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. This is beautiful.
You're very welcome. Justine, we'll hang out later because
yes.
I will be a witness in your trial to get your child back.
Thank you.
Poor
Chucky.
He's locked away. Okay, so when we get back, I am going to